You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
So Russia's been handed a four-year ban from all major sporting events by the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA. It means that the Russian flag and anthem will not be allowed at events such as Tokyo's 2020 Olympics and Paralympics and football's 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Athletes who can prove that they're untainted by the doping scandal will be able to compete under a neutral flag, but the Russian Prime Minister has said the ban was part of chronic anti-Russian hysteria. Now, Russia's been banned from competing as a nation in athletics since 2015. This is due to Russia initially being declared non-compliant in November 2015 after a WADA commission report by a sports lawyer alleged widespread corruption that amounted to state-sponsored doping in Russian track and field athletes. A total of 168 Russian athletes have competed under a neutral flag at the 2018 Winter Olympics after the country was banned following the 2014 Games. And Russian athletes won 33 medals, 13 of which were gold. Despite the ban, Russia will still be able to compete at Euro 2020, where St. Petersburg will be a host city, as European football's governing body, UEFA, has not defined it as a major event organisation with regards to rules on anti-doping breaches. So my question to the panel is, do you think that by allowing Russian athletes to partake at all is what the chief executive of the US anti-doping agency has described as a devastating blow to all other clean athletes?
I think that what Russia have done, well, what WADA have done by banning Russia completely, I didn't know this. It was possible to like completely ban them from like everything, like every single major sports event possible. I didn't realise that was the case. But I think it probably is the right step forward, because I think obviously they found there was this massive, you know, state-sponsored doping, you know, system of state-sponsored doping, and they've not really managed to clear up their act since. And I think, you know, until they, you know, like clean up their act, so to speak, they're going to get banned from like the World Cup and the Olympics. I think whether or not they should allow like single athletes, I don't know. That's a tricky question, because I think they allowed them at the 2016 Olympics and then the 2018 Winter Olympics, and I think at least one of the Russian athletes that got found to be clean and was allowed to compete in the 2018 Winter Olympics then got caught up for doping. So I think that is an interesting case, and I'm undecided whether they should just completely disband them.
I mean, if anyone is interested in finding out more about some of the Russian doping allegations, would highly recommend Icarus. It's on Netflix. It's a documentary that wasn't meant to be wholly about Russian doping and then did become about Russian doping. It's won various awards. It definitely was state-sponsored. I've watched this documentary, I don't know, 3 or 4 times. There's nothing that people will say that will change my mind about it. For me, it was absolutely astounding. In terms of it being individual athletes, maybe. Because in this documentary, not everyone was, a large proportion were involved, but not everyone. And so, obviously, those people should be able to, but I guess they're going to be under extra scrutiny on it, and they should be.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe that's the way to do it then, I guess. You know, just put the Russian athletes under, like, extreme scrutiny, but still allow them to compete. But then at the same time, it just feels really bad if you allow someone to compete who you think is clean, and then, obviously, if they turn out to be, you know, doping. Yeah, I guess you can still, like, reallocate the medals, but you've still kind of, like, lost the, kind of, like, the ideal that is, you know, the Olympics, for example. And, you know, the state, this doping was, like, massively impressive, in inverted commas, because they had the whole thing with a lab, and then there was they drilled a hole in the wall, and they passed samples through and everything. And so it was really, like, well thought out. They knew what they were doing. It was a big operation. And so, obviously, it's taken 4 years to get to this point. I'm surprised they didn't, you know, they didn't get to it earlier. And so it's, you know, obviously what they've been doing will have, like, consequences for them for, like, 10 years, probably.
It's really interesting to sort of consider how this, ultimately, sport plays into, like, the wider political arena when it comes to Russia, anti-doping and all of that sort of thing. So I've been, like, doing some of the research on one of my essay questions, and it's about Russia and being threatened by sort of EU and NATO and all of that sort of thing. And it was really interesting to sort of understand how the Sochi Olympics, really, like, Putin thought that this was, like, he'd nailed that and that he was going to be seen as such a credible figure. And then, obviously, all of the dopings really undermined that. And it was really interesting to realise the extent to which the Russian government went in order to present themselves as a country that was strong and powerful, even though it was only sports.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's completely, like, in their kind of, like, image. It's like, well, I think it's in a lot of countries' images. If you can, like, do well at the Olympics or something like that, it reflects, like, back on you as a powerful country. And, like, the Sochi, like, Winter Olympics were, like, in February 2014. And, like, since then, like, so much has changed. Because that was kind of, like, before the annexation of Crimea, for, like, which was, like, seen as the main point in, like, Russia becoming kind of, like, a bit more of a pariah state in Europe, like, once again, and the whole situation in Ukraine. So it just shows you how much has changed. But at the same time, the Sochi Olympics, like, the Russians there were, like, so, you know, there was so much doping. I remember watching the closing ceremony for, like, there was, and then was the medal ceremony for, like, the ski marathon or something like this. I can't remember what the proper name was. And all three of the medalists were Russian. And then since then, all three of the medalists have had their medals taken away because they were doping and they have been banned. And so I think, yeah, there's the projection of power. But at the same time, it's kind of just been all torn to shreds because they tried to, you know, go too far and then they got found out.
It is a shame, isn't it, that individual athletes can be affected by the poor actions of the nation. I mean, yeah, you say Russia's had a pretty not the best relationship in the past with a lot of the stuff that they've done as a nation. Not particularly friendly with other large countries. Had a bit of a rivalry, had a bit of some issues in the domestic quarter. And yeah, it is a shame to see individual athletes who have put so much time and effort into their it's insane. It's like full-time jobs for them, isn't it? They do training 24/7. Well, not quite, but, you know, they do training all week. And it's like a full-time job to them. It's really hard work. And to see some people who have purposely, out of habit, just basically said, no, I don't want to be doping because I want to play fair, have their careers basically shut down. Because if not being able to participate for 4 years, not being able to go in any of the Olympics again for 4 years, some people are at the prime of their athleticism at this point, and they're going in and thinking, right, I'm ready to win, and they're not going to be allowed to perform because their country made some very, very questionable decisions. I definitely don't think that Russia should be let off, but it's the fact that, and I get that the Olympics are national, it's an international stage that is competed between nations, that you represent a nation, but it feels sad that, again, like, a country as big as Russia can have all of its athletes just shut down because of a blanket decision.
Yeah, it's a pretty big move.
Yeah, I mean, the caveat to that is obviously they can go under an independent flag, they just can't represent their country. But I guess even though they would be, like, representing not their country, just basically themselves, they are, if they win, is everyone just going to turn around and go, yeah, but?
Yeah. No,
it's a shame.
Completely.
They always have that shadow behind them of going, what if they doped? No Russian athlete now who's currently competing can have that thing without people looking at them, and even if it's only in the back of their minds going, did you deserve that? Were you doping or are you a serious athlete? Compared to other countries with spotless, you know, records that don't have this issue. And it is a shame, and I feel sorry for all the Russian athletes that are negatively affected by this unfairly. Obviously, those that are taking part in the, because we don't really know. Did the state kind of, like, pressure athletes into joining the doping scheme, or was it a free sign up sort of?
Not really sure. I get the feeling, given the circumstances, it was a, you're doing this.
Yeah, you're that's doing what I was this, thinking. You're doing this, otherwise you're not competing.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're winning medals, people clearly weren't complaining, or if they were, they definitely isn't a platform for them to publicly complain.
Yeah.
The extent to which the state got involved was just crazy. They just found ways to open bottles that, like WADA, people that are at the top of their game in terms of this is their whole job and their life is about ensuring fair sport, having like created these bottles that are unbreakable, and then the Kremlin just break them open.
Yeah. No, it is, you know, it's unbelievable how they managed to do it. And they managed to get away with it for quite a while.
Yeah, it took a whistleblower, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, at least anti-doping has come a long way since what it was, because I remember, well, not I remember, I wasn't alive at the time, but I remember reading that in the 1970s and 80s, all the kind of like Eastern European countries were all kind of at doping, especially like the East Germans were like notorious for the, you know, the doping that they were doing. And I think a lot of the time people knew they were doing it, but they still managed to get away with it because they couldn't be proved. So at least, you know, there is some kind of retribution in this case, I guess.
This is URN.